The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
There's plenty to worry about these days without having to suffer the embarrassing pain and discomfort of asteroids. But keep your head and your chin up, because the United States Office of Science and Technology Policy, if it hasn't just been cut, and the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs now tells us that 2024 YR-4, a space rock headed our way, has only a 2.3 chance of striking Earth. These agencies who report on such things have set a 1% threshold on near-Earth objects that require reporting, which is the only reason we're hearing about it. Also, 2024 YR-4 is just 130 to 300 feet across, a mere pebble compared to the one that killed the dinosaurs, which is estimated to have been 6 to 9 miles in length. This new roid's small, but it is fast, traveling about 38,000 miles an hour, and would pack a punch if it were to strike our planet. Then again, with 70% of Earth's surface covered by water, there's a good chance it could just make a hell of a splash. And here's another reason not to worry, your chicken little head. 3 years ago, NASA launched the DART spacecraft. Its sole purpose was to crash into a 525-foot asteroid named Dimorphos, in hopes that the impact could change the speed and direction of the space rock. Guess what? It worked, marvelously. Now all we have to do is build a fleet of asteroid-deflecting spacecraft to create an Iron Dome-style anti-asteroid system and get some very rich people or person to pay for it. That would require the ultra-rich to be more concerned with saving the planet than destroying it. But I guess if the asteroid is big enough to be a real pain in the butt, there's always a chance. I'm Cal Coat, impacting this week new music from Alcera and the Nubatones, and Femi Kuti with a political comment. Seasons of the Road is an old-style concept album meant to be listened from start to finish. It took 5 years to make, recording in Beirut and Sudan. From Alcera and the Nubatones, here's the opener, Fael Fi Aldanum. You've discovered World Beat Canada Radio.
حكاية من البداية أقدم من زمان بدون بداية ولا نهاية أشعار لا إرادة ولا قيادة انفجرت كالنهار ثورة في كيانك ردت أشعار حكاية من البداية أقدم من زمان بدون بداية ولا نهاية كاعل في الدوام الحكاية من البداية أقدم من زمان بدون بداية ولا نهاية كاعل في الدوام بلا إرادة ولا قيادة انفجرت كالنهار بلا إرادة ولا قيادة انفجرت كالنهار الدورة في كيانك ردت أشعار
That's brand new for Femi Kuti, the eldest son of Fela Kuti, and some Afrobeat called Politics Don't Expose Them. And doesn't it just? Here's Canadian Alex Henry Foster with something really cinematic from his album Kimono, featuring Momoka Kimyo, as we slip into a silent stream from World Beat Canada Radio. Canadian soundscapes, brand new music ahead from Don Barbarino and Riza Shen. They're from Montreal, a thumb piano inspired track called Imbira Brack. That's next. My name's Cal Cote. Thanks for joining me for this ride in the global side. Odd time of year for a harvest, but that is time to reap. From the brand new Warsaw Village Band and Basiliki album, it's called Twines, or Splotky. It just dropped, and there is another track for you. How many people get to celebrate their 90th birthday with a brand new album? Ebo Taylor is such a guy, along with Adrian Young and Ali Shahid Muhammad. Here is the icon of Ghanaian high life with Obi Dawa, or If Someone Loves You, from World Beat Canada. Fanfare brings us to our touch of the familiar. We played this a couple of weeks ago, but I thought you should hear it again because it's a great track, and I just heard it as the background for a commercial for the Christian faith, of all things, on the SNL 50-year celebration. And it was a pretty good commercial, and it was sung by Johnny Cash. Here you go, this time by Alcazar. It's Your Own Personal Jesus, Your Touch of the Familiar, from World Beat Canada Radio.